Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, back to Chayodim, and we're holding starting Klal Samach Tes, which is the lachas of standing up for Tamid Chachamim. So the Chayodim in Simon Aleph says, Yishtadol l'kayim mitzvah say lokum mipnei koch chacham, afilu einu zokin. There is a separate mitzvah to stand up for a person who's elderly, which he will talk about in Simon Beis. But the first mitzvah, which the Torah, which the Chayyim talks about, is the mitzvah to give kavod to a Talmud Chacham by standing up for the person, and that's irrelevant whether the person is elderly or not, because of his status of a Talmud Chacham, a person has a mitzvah and a chiyuv to stand up in front of him. El Yonik, Sheino El Afilo Ben Yigimel Shanim, you have a child who's not even 13 years old. But he's extraordinarily knowledgeable, more than other people. We don't have to make him the brilliant, most brilliant person in the generation, but he stands out amongst the people in this community. He stands out as a very knowledgeable person. So the people in that community have a mitzvah to give him kavod. Since he is comparative to the average people, he is knowledgeable, and he's a person which it's possible to learn from. The Torah gives a mitzvah to stand up and give him kavod. You're going to be learning from him. He's a source of chachma for you. So even if you have not learned from him yet, and he's not your Rebbe, since he's a person that could be a person that you could learn from, he is comparatively to the generation, he is a knowledgeable person, a person who could be teaching the Torah. So that individual is one that we have to respect that potential of Torah that he could teach us, A, and B, the fact that he has Torah which he could teach, B, we have a key to give it to stand up for him. The pasuk says, "V'nei seva tokum v'hadarta p'nei zokein." So the mitzvah kima the Torah says directly in connection with a person who is elderly, a seva, an elderly person. So a person who is an elderly person is a mitzvah v'nei seva tokum to stand up for him. V'hadarta p'nei zokein. What is that adding? So Chazal say that the word zokein is not referring to a person who is elderly. It is actually a contraction of a word, ze shekona chachma, one who has acquired wisdom, ze kona, zokein. So the pasuk is saying that you have to give kavod, you have to give hider, elements of respect, to one who has wisdom. So the Torah does not say giving respect to elderly, doesn't stay standing up for the Talmud Chacham. So the Morah says, no, you have to read the pasuk in the following way. They say, "Tokum v'hadarta, tokum v'hadarta p'nei zokein." You should stand up for a person who's elderly and give him respect. You should stand up and give respect for one who has acquired wisdom. So the pasuk, the verbs in the pasuk, the command to tokum, to get up, and v'hadarta, and to give respect, applies equally both to someone who is elderly, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, and to someone who is young, who is a Talmud Chacham. Both of them have this mitzvah of both kima and hider. The language of the Chayodim is interesting. He says, Yishtadol l'kayim mitzvah aseh. A person should find put the effort into to do this. I could interpret that in one of two ways. One is because it's a constant issue. It's always happening, and it's not. And people sometimes tend to get lax about it because it's the person walks in all the time, and you know we'll see the lachas how many times you must rise for them during the day. Person lives in a community where there are multiple people of that sort, so a person tends to become lax in it, so he uses the language of you should put effort into do this. Alternatively, he means that a person should seek out the opportunities. If you live in a community where you don't have that opportunity, you should try to find opportunities that you can be mekayim this mitzvah of giving kavod to Torah. The Mora says that this is a kavod not only for the individual, but primarily it's a kavod for the Torah that individual represents and contains. So a person should try to find opportunities to show his respect for the Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says that the Gemara calls out the people in Bavel. The Gemara says that they're foolish because they stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Talmid Chachamim, which embody and contain and interpret and clarify and teach us what actually the Sefer Torah means. So the Gemara says it's a Kavod Chacham if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, that all the more so one should stand up for Talmid Chachamim. Have a good day.